And today we are doing our first ever diner tour here on WACC's Melissa in the Morning. And our first stop is here in Stamford. We are live at Curly's Diner, 62 West Park Place. And thank you to the staff here at Curly's Diner. Our whole team is really enjoying breakfast, certainly. And I am certainly enjoying talking all about Stamford. And I'm very excited. I don't even feel like I could call you like the new chief because you've been in this position for quite some time. But I'm going to call you that because you were sworn in as the new chief just in March. Chief Rex Morris for the Stamford Fire Department joins us now at Curly's. Hey, Rex, how are you?
Very good, Melissa. Thank you for having me. I'm very proud to speak about our department. And, you know, that's what we're here for today.
Yeah, I'm so happy to have you here. First of all, the reason I don't want to call you new chief is because you were actually as the interim right back in October. You had been filling this position for quite some time and then were chosen to be the next permanent chief for the Stamford Fire Department. Tell us a little bit, though, about your journey before you got here to Stamford.
Sure. I grew up in the city, went to public schools. I became a volunteer firefighter as a young teenager. But my father was a firefighter, so it was really kind of like destined that I was going to take this path. And in the early 70s, 1970 to be exact, I started in the Stamford Fire Department.
You did?
Yeah, so I worked in the old fire headquarters, Central Fire Station, on Main Street. It's right next to where the one is today. And I worked there till 1973. And I had the opportunity to go to New York City Fire Department. And I worked there for the next 40 years.
Wow, 40 years.
Yeah, so,
that's wild.
Yeah, so it was. That's a great way of putting it. I had a great career. I couldn't ask for more. And I went through the ranks, became a captain, firefighter, lieutenant, captain through the ranks. And I retired. And 2014, they were combining the. Actually, in 2011, they started combining the fire forces.
Oh, interesting. What do you mean?
So the volunteer departments and the career departments were united under one fire chief and became the Stamford Fire Department. They
Got
had been
it.
Yep. So they originally were five volunteer departments, which still exist. They still have their own identities, their own firehouses, and their own customs and practices. But then they came under the Stamford Fire Chief, and it was united as one Stamford Fire Department. So when that job came along, when that came to pass, they needed an assistant chief be as part of that command,
yeah,
as part of that command staff. So then I got that job.
Wow.
So 2014, I got that job, and then I had that job for, I guess, 9 years. And in October of last year, when Chief Roach retired, I became the interim, and I was chosen. Mayor Simmons chose me as the interim, and then eventually I became the fire chief.
That's pretty amazing. Let's go back, if you don't mind, to... Now, I've never been good at math. I'm going to tell you that right now. Rex and my listeners know this. But if my somewhat math is working, you were in New York during 9/11.
Yes, I was working in the city, working in... So our company where I worked at the time was a ladder company. I worked in Harlem, which is, the upper part of Manhattan. And started a regular, nice, bright Tuesday morning. We did our roll call. We heard that box. We heard that fire come in. And ultimately it went to five alarms, and it went to another fifth alarm, and it went to another fifth alarm. Eventually my company went down there. It was... all the tragedy had already occurred, or at least the first few hours of it. And we went down there and we operated. So pretty much our company was unscathed. We were lucky. We had some of our members and former members were unfortunately lost their lives. But the crew that day, we were okay. So we were very fortunate. It's one of God's blessings because, it was a pretty good chance if you were working that day, you would have either been seriously injured or killed. Mm-hmm. So, but we didn't have any problems like that, but we did go down there later and operate it. So that was that was my 9/11 story. It's
about
all I got to say about it.
Yeah, no, and I never can imagine whenever I speak to firefighters, you know, especially here in Connecticut who went down. I know I talked to the former fire chief a lot in Bridgeport who he had gone down with a group as well. So it's never easy to talk about, certainly. And then you retired, you know, what year was that? Because I think it's amazing that you then came back into fire. You know, it's amazing.
So I retired in July of 2013.
Oh, wow. So you kept going past 9/11 for, you know, over
a
decade. Oh, wow. Wow. Okay.
Oh, yeah, sure. Wow. So that changed everything for most people. Some people stayed. A lot of people stayed on a job. Some people, unfortunately, lost their lives. Other people didn't work anymore.
Sure.
So it was a lot of changing around. I ended up getting, ended up working in a different company. I went to a rescue company. I worked in a rescue company previously, and I ended up working in Rescue One. And I went down there, and I worked down there for the next almost 12 years.
Wow.
And I retired from Rescue One, which is, Manhattan's rescue.
Sure, of course.
And when I got out, I really had I had plans, but you know, when you make plans,
they change, right?
Somebody's laughing because they just don't seem to work out.
No.
And this whole consolidating of fire services was in its infancy, and just the way it worked out.
Nope, you were not done. You were not done. Unfinished business, as they say.
I came back into it. it was a new realm for me. I worked mostly in operations. I was a captain. I was, you know, it's a different operation. As an assistant chief, I still, you know, do fire ground operations. But then there's also a lot of administrative and other planning and trying to direct the path of the way you want your organization to go. And mm-hmm. we had a lot of changes in the Stanford Fire Department. In the last decade, I'm not saying it's unrecognizable, but the city has changed a lot.
Yeah.
And you could see the way we're going. And every day I look at the city, and it reminds me a lot of the way New York City is.
Wow.
In terms of the buildings, the people want to come here. We are the second largest city in population, and it's growing all the time.
We are chatting with Fire Chief Rex Morris here in Stanford for our diner tour. It's the first ever diner tour here on Melissa in the Morning, and we're at Curly's Diner. And we were just talking actually in the commercial break, Chief Morris and I, because a lot has changed in Stanford over the years, and it certainly is an ever-changing city. And, you know, we were talking about, for example, so I worked at News 12, and it's funny that you mentioned both the career and volunteer fire departments are now under at least one chief. They're still their own entities, but they're under one chief. I can remember vividly, Chief, because we had beats that we had to follow, and I didn't do an awful lot in Stanford, but when I did, I can remember for like not knowing which fire department to go to. In fact, I vividly remember doing a story where I went to two of the wrong departments before I got it on the third try. And it's funny because if you live in Stanford, it's like, what? It's so obvious. But anybody who is not from here might not be as obvious. Let's talk a little bit about that, both the career and volunteer fire departments. And certainly with recruiting, are you struggling at all to get the numbers up? I know other towns and cities across Connecticut, that's been a real issue for them, is firefighters and EMTs, for example.
Yeah, so our recruiting is ongoing, and I think our people are our best recruiters because, they're in the field every day. People see them, you know, they see them at calls, they see them at, you know, operations, they see them doing their job. They also see them in their day-to-day, whether it be going to shop when they're at the stores getting their food or visits to the firehouse. So I think a lot of people, you know, they know what a firefighter does. Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of them know what great people we have. So if they want to be part of a good crew, because that's it, we work as a crew, most of the time recruiting is not that tough for us. We have a lot of people turn out for our...
So you attract a lot of people.
Many, I mean, we get hundreds and hundreds of people will sign up for our test and sit for our test, and then we distill out of those lists the people we believe are the best, are going to perform the best. The issue we have is not so much getting people, it's getting them up to speed. So through the recruiting process and the test-taking process, and the tests are really three-part, a written evaluation, and then there's a physical part where we actually they have to see if they can have the agility and strength to do the job. They have to pass that. And then there's an interview to get hired. So there's three parts, three hoops, so to speak, they got to jump through. Once that's done, we're not done yet. Now we have months of training, and months of after the training, it takes several months to actually get acclimated, where they are counted as part of the manpower of the crew. It's about a nine-month process.
That's almost a year.
Yes.
Wow.
So that's why, and we can't overhire. So we have a strength around 270 people now, because we just put on 8 new people, because we started a new division up north. So we can't go over. You know, we don't want more people on the roster because of, you know, salaries and benefits. But we don't want to have a lag where we're down people, because then we have to fill those spots.
Sure.
And it's difficult to fill at times. So we don't have a problem recruiting so much. The problem is actually getting people up to speed.
That makes sense. And again, we have Fire Chief Rex Morris here with the Stanford Fire Department. And we so obviously appreciate the work that you and everybody who represents our fire departments here, what you do. If people want more information, if they are thinking about being a volunteer firefighter, if they want to get connected to you guys at all, what is the best way to reach you?
So the best way to reach us, we do have a Facebook page, and it's an active Facebook page. So, you know, if you go to Stanford Fire on Facebook,
Facebook. Don't worry, it's fine.
So you can get a hold of us that way as a social, part of the social network. And then any firehouse. You know, we have this. The one thing with the fire department in general, but Stanford Fire Department, we have firehouses everywhere in the city.
Yeah.
It's every neighborhood has a firehouse, and every neighborhood, there's people. You know, especially in the summer months, the doors are open. You can converse with the firefighters on duty, and if you need any information on how to be a firefighter or any other information, you just go in and talk to the people working there.
I love that.
They're wonderful people. They're there to serve the public, and they really like when people come in and even want to just look at the fire trucks, because they're unique, and who doesn't like a fire engine? Come on.
Right? I know. And, you know, what I love about that is I kind of love that fire departments are one of the only entities that they still prefer in-person interaction, because basically anything you want to do in life, you just call a number or check a website, for example. And I love the fact that if you're interested, that's the first sign if you should be a firefighter, because your job is literally taking care of random strangers, just the community. So if you already are sort of intimidated by the idea of like, well, I just rather call or something, already, you know, may not be a great fit. So I love that fire departments in Stanford and across, it feels like the country, still operate that way. I think there's just something very unique and wonderful about that.
Sure. And you can go, and there's fire stations everywhere. Like, we're in a downtown area where the firehouse is relatively close, but we have operating stations all the way up to the state line, you know, on the other end of the city.
Yeah, it's amazing.
And if you're familiar with those neighborhoods, you know where your firehouse is.
Exactly.
And you go by and talk to the guys and gals who are there, and believe me, they like that.
Yeah.
So that's our best interface with the public, I believe.
Well, Fire Chief Rex Morris, I want to thank you so much for not only what you do, but for making the time to come on WACC. Thank you for being part of our diner tour, and hopefully I will see you again very soon.
Thank you very much, and thanks for the opportunity.
Absolutely. Again, Chief Rex Morris right here on WACC.